And now may the fire of the Holy Spirit bring grace to you and peace. Amen. Today is the day of Pentecost. And it's a day when we as Christians usually talk about fire. The Holy Spirit came as tongues of fire on Peter and the other disciples in that first Pentecost we heard read once again. And as the church, we then talk about fire quite a bit. We talk about the fire of God's love. We talk about the fire of the Spirit's presence. We talk about the fire of Jesus' life used to guide us. And all of these are lifted up here on this Pentecost Sunday. And while I might do some of that today, what I really want to talk to you about is this, and how this is you and me. It's a fireplace poker. And that fireplace poker is a cold piece of iron. And yet it is a very useful piece of equipment. Do you realize that in the Middle Ages, when a couple was married, this was most often their first gift? It's the thing they wanted the most because it is essential for them in the heart of their home, the hearth. In the morning, they would use the fireplace poker to prod the embers back into flame once again. They would position logs in order for them to catch fire. They would move logs so that they would have coals for cooking. They would use it to move pots and pans over their flames and all sorts of other things. This was an important tool. We are this poker today. We too can be cold, sometimes too cold. And like this poker, we can be unyielding and not very soft and cuddly. All right? And yet we too are important. In fact, we are important to God's work, for God's will to happen, and to make God's kingdom come right here on earth as God has dreamt. Like the fireplace poker, we are important to the heart of God's kingdom among us, because God can use us to prod the embers of the dying flame in other people around us. We can be used to position the logs and the people to tamp off the coals, to move them around, to be helping God's dream in all aspects. We are an important part of God's dream. But how can we live that essential part of our nature? And the answer to that is the Holy Spirit. You see, there's one more really cool thing about a fireplace poker, and that is when you put that fireplace poker into the fire, when you stick it deep inside the coals, the tip begins to glow, it begins to heat up, the cold iron begins to take on the nature and the properties of warmth and light that comes from the fire. It glows. It warms, and that warmth spreads further and further down this iron poker, and the glow gets brighter and brighter, and that's the Holy Spirit's job in our lives. It's actually what Jesus was doing with and for the disciples in his life. Jesus put the disciples next to God. He stuck their lives deep into the divine source of light and warmth, in hopes that they, like a poker, would begin to take on that nature of God, that they would reflect the light and the warmth, that they would share that light and that warmth with those around them. Eventually, that happened. It didn't happen right away, and it didn't happen all at once, but it happens. The disciples, warmed by the love of Jesus and the gifts from God, begin to shine with God's brightness and to bring the light of Christ into the dark corners of the world. As they shared that warmth and that light, others were attracted and found God. Others' lives were touched as they found God. Others knew that God loved them And the church's work began, and it flourished even to this day in places like this. Jesus did it by placing his disciples into the midst of God's love and God's goodness. After the ascension, after Jesus went back up into heaven, Jesus was no longer there to put the disciples in touch with God's love and God's light. It's why we celebrate Pentecost today. Because with the coming of the Holy Spirit, the disciples now had a way to the light and to the love of God always. The Spirit came that first day as tongues of fire to push their lives deep into the love and the light of God. As they took on God's nature, they took that light and love and they spread it around. The good news spread, the church spread, God's love spread even to us. We too now have that same source, the same way into the light and the love of God. As the Holy Spirit now takes our lives and places us deep into the love and the light of God. When we are behaving and being good, the Holy Spirit sticks us still deeper into the love and light of God so that we might spread it all the more. When we are unlovable and sinful, when we are awful and ugly, the Holy Spirit moves us into that warmth and light to light the fire of God in us and to burn away all of the sinful nature in us so that God's love is seen and felt even through our lives, so that that love then spreads to others. The Holy Spirit does this as the Spirit of Jesus and the Father. The Holy Spirit does this as our advocate and friend. There is never a sense that the Holy Spirit ever does anything out of spite or anger. The Holy Spirit inspires. The Holy Spirit guides. The Holy Spirit is love, as the Father and the Son are love. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus and of the Father. And in that Spirit, God is active in our lives. The Holy Spirit is God the verb, showing us how we might live. This is how we are placed into the warmth and love of God, by God actively entering into our lives at the font, at the table, in the people around us. It is not we who must find God, because God finds us. Even when we are locked in rooms in Jerusalem like the disciples, even when we are locked in the dank, dark closets of our lives, hiding from the world and from everything else, God finds us and brings the warmth and the light along. The Holy Spirit enters our lives and walks with us, guides us, corrects our course when we are lost, encourages us, and keeps us safe. When we cannot pray, the Spirit even does that for us in love. The Holy Spirit is also our advocate. The Greek word that they use there is, he's our defense attorney. The devil, the world, and our sinful selves are always going to be accusing us, always trying to pull us from God's warmth and light, to encourage us to return to our cold, hard, nasty selves. The Holy Spirit is our defender, always keeping the best that we can be in front of us, always keeping God's love in front of us, always encouraging us to greater warmth and brighter light, no matter the accusations that would come against us. God has forgiven you, and we get to reflect that great light. Today in the gospel, we hear that Jesus was praying for the Spirit to come to the disciples and also to us. Today, we heard once again the story of the Spirit's arrival and all of the amazing stuff that happened when the disciples began to be warmed by God's love and to carry his brightness into the world. The church, as we know it, was born that day and we are blessed by that birth. Today, we realize that God's love, shown in all of these stories we have heard today, is as real in our lives right now as it was then. The Spirit is here. And we, like this fireplace poker, take on the nature of that fire, that warmth, that light, and we get to spread it around. We get to be essential to God's dream. We get to love this world to be different. And so we pray, drive us deep, O Spirit, and guide us always. Amen.